Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. As always, broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., actually the neighborhood of Georgetown, one of the original parts of this part of the world. And it's always fun to be in our nation's capital, one of my favorite cities. I know it's the land of craziness with all the lobbyists and the politicians and et cetera, but it is an absolutely important, perhaps the most important city in the world. And a lot of good stuff going on here, a lot of good folks, a lot of good friends. Anytime we get a chance to come to D.C., we do it. Jeffrey Zabara knows a little bit about D.C. He's been here at least 100 times, and he's our good friend and our guest this half hour. Jeff's a longtime original member of our Brain Trust and the author of a number of books on home-based business, including Safe at Home, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's a 2001 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, an SBA award he received. And he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, and feeling like I'm in D.C. right now with you.
I know. And see, I got those kind of vibes, Jeff.
You know, it's, and as they say, you know, they say about politics and government. Say government would be great without the politics. I think D.C. would be great without K Street. But that's, you know, that's just me. That's just not.
Well, you know, if we get, if I were doing the McCain-Palin talking points, I'd say that's what they're going to do, right?
Absolutely.
You know what they're saying?
Exactly.
That's their story, and they're sticking to it, right?
They're going
to
get rid of K Street, but then the lobbyists will get involved, and they'll keep K Street.
Well,
so, you know.
I think they move over to M Street, I think is what they do.
Yeah, you can get rid of K Street. We've already all relocated.
By the way, folks, in case you don't know, K Street's where the lobbyists is kind of the classic, like Madison Avenue's where
all the ad agencies.
Typically, all the ad agencies are. Well, K Street's where all the lobbyists are. Anyway, hey, Jeff, in the past, you have talked to us about being prepared for a disaster, like a hurricane, tornado, fire, flood, earthquake, Armageddon, whatever. And you've given us some pretty good ideas about how to be prepared. You've told us the classic, you know, the usual suspects, so to speak. But you've gone through recently a hurricane across Florida there that seemed to take about a 4 or 5 swing swipe at you guys. So now that you've actually gone through one lately, how do you feel about the last information you gave us? Is it valid?
Well, you know, what we've seen historically, and this is you know, it's pertinent to me or anyone along the Gulf Coast, or as we learned, the Ohio Valley with what Ike ended up doing, moving up through the country. But what we've discovered is that, you know, historically the common thinking is, okay, you need your laptop, you need a battery backup, you need a generator for the home, you need, you know, ice and food and whatever. If Ike, in his landfall, revealed anything, and ditto for any of the other storms we had, and yeah, I forget them all now, but the you know, storm that almost made a question mark landing across Florida, the Keys, southwestern
right.
Florida, back over eastern Florida, and then back up over the panhandle. You know, sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men often ain't worth squat. And what I think we discovered, especially in looking at Ike and looking at entire communities, beyond, you know, the devastation of the coastal communities, which can, I don't want to say can be expected because you can never really expect that or envision it, but even inland, even places further up coast, that, you know, as of 5 days after the landfall, 3 million people were still without power. You know, I've kind of gone back, and I blogged about it today, that there's a new perspective on disaster preparation for the small business owner, and I think you really need, seriously, if you think you're going to get hit hard by a storm, and if you can afford this, and if your business is mobile, you know, this is for the sort of internet-based business or somebody who is just a, you know, an information peddler or whatever, you need a laptop, you need your internet air card so you can get online anywhere, and your cell phone. You need a credit card, you need a car with a full tank of gas, and you need to pack up and go.
Get the heck out of Dodge.
that you gotta get the heck out of Dodge, because one thing, you know, I've lived my entire life in South Florida, and they didn't tell me when we were in a 30-year lull of hurricane activity that we were in
right.
that 30-year lull. They just tell us
right.
once it's over that you were in a 30-year lull. But between, you know, with Andrew back in 92, which really was the, after Hugo, was the first modern, big, major modern hurricane, and then Wilma, you know, 3 years ago here, and then all the other storms that have befallen from Katrina to now
yep.
Ike, you just can't prepare enough for these things. And sometimes you just got to say, you know what, it's not going to do me any good to be in a place where we have no power, no infrastructure, no food. Sometimes you just got to get out of there. And I think
if you live in a coastal area where you're likely to be hit by a hurricane, your advice is excellent. You got to be your plan C. At least needs to be to load up and get the heck out of Dodge. And
absolutely.
if you can. Now some people can't. Some people can't, and they can't go. You know, they can't think about going if they're an employee. They can't think about going into unless their boss. You know, the business closes up and says, "Hey, get out of here."
Right.
If you own a business, you know, that's maybe critical to the community. You know, you got issues there. Some people can. Some people can't. Well, of course, everybody can. But it's easier for some than it is for others. For example, you could go anywhere in the country. You could take off and fly to Seattle and do your business from there. We could be having this interview with you in Seattle if need be. But you're exactly right. And by the way, Jeffrey, I want to stop for a second and send our thoughts and prayers and our best wishes to all those small business owners in Galveston and Houston and that whole part of the world. I've got... As you know, Jeff, I've got a lot of friends in that part of the world, and I was talking to some of them this week, and there's a little place called Kingwood, Texas, about 40, actually from Galveston, it's probably about 60 or 70 miles, and they are still without power. At least they were out without power as of yesterday, that far inland. And
I got to tell you.
And so you got small businesses, not only, you know, even if the businesses weren't hurt, their customers are not showing up for
right.
a lot of them, especially if you're not, you know, selling bread and water and milk and stuff like that.
Right.
We just feel for those guys.
And my heart goes out to them. And as someone who has lived through these in the past, not to that level of devastation. I mean, I was in when Wilma hit 3 years ago. I and my family were in Canada for a family event, and so we watched it. You know, we weren't here when it hit. And
yeah.
We watched it make
yeah.
landfall, and we were able to delay our return a week until we were in touch with people. We knew power was
yep.
restored, things were back to normal. But many people just
yep.
don't have that choice.
That's exactly right. Hang on, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about plans A, B, and C again. A little bit more when we come back after these messages. How can you be prepared, even if you're not facing a hurricane? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. We've built them for you. No barriers to entry. Everything's free. If you can get there, why don't you come in and use our stuff and hang out with us. Jeffrey Zabar is all over both of our websites. He's deposited so much of his wisdom that we're fairly bursting with Jeffrey Zabar wisdom and knowledge and tips and best practices. And Jeff, for that, we thank you very much. Give us your own website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there, too, can't they?
My books, all sorts of content, including the blog on the topic that we're talking about now of disaster prep. Plus, I've posted a bunch of videos. I've gotten more into creating low production value but high content value videos on my on my website. Some pretty fun stuff.
Good. Check that out, folks.
You have a 13-year-old doing the AV, okay?
Exactly. Exactly. Son, hold still, please.
Exactly.
Okay, we're talking about, you know, in other parts of the world, not the coastal areas, you got the individual fire, God forbid, you know, that your office catches on fire, or you get floods. You know, if you live in Iowa or that part of the world, you know, you got a good chance of getting a flood every few years. They got another round of that, I think, this year.
Yes.
You got the tornado belt across mid, you know, the middle path, part of the south and the Oklahoma and the Midwest, and you got all these other challenges, other issues, and of course you can't, you know, you can't get the heck out of Dodge when it comes to a hurricane. I mean an earthquake. Because you don't know when they're coming, right?
Right.
But so what do you do about those things? You know, how do you prepare for that?
Well, I think there's a level of preparation that is sort of the baseline preparation across them all. Your data first has to be protected. It has to be safe and backed up. So I've started using...
And off-site. Safe, backed up, and off-site.
Absolutely. You use an off-site sort of web-based Carbonite. Data backup
service.
Carbonite. You use Carbonite. I use HP's Upline. There's a number of them out there. Iron Mountain has one. There's a number of them out there that enable you to back up your hard drive every day. And that what IT people and data managers will tell you is there are two type of computer users out there, those who have lost data and those who will lose
That's
data.
Right.
And so you and I are backed up remotely so that I, with HP Upline, I can go anywhere in the world, and through password-protected access on the internet, I can get in and access any file. I'm looking at my tree, you know, that my architecture, so that I can go in and grab any file or a folder or entire directory, because it's all been backed up, and I can do that. They give me unlimited storage, so I can do my music if I wanted to. I can do any photograph.
Here's the key for me, Jeff. It's got to be automatic.
Automatic and regular.
Meaning I don't do it. because before I had an automatic backup, before I had a system that just did it while I was doing something else, and it remembered itself, before I had that, I was not a poor backer-upper.
Right.
I mean, I was a poor backer-upper. I wasn't consistent. I didn't feel safe.
Right.
And when I got a system, and I've had a couple of these, and this one is better than the last one I had. And I'm sure there may be others that are better, but the main thing is that I can look over and see that here it comes, and it goes through my files and makes sure that it sees if it has something that needs to be updated.
Absolutely.
And that makes me, you know, that gives me some level of comfort in case I lose a hard drive or something like that.
That's the other mantra.
Which happens to people all over the country, even as we speak, when nobody's getting a hurricane or an earthquake.
Absolutely. Well, data protection, I mean, if your data is vital to your business, and data protection is just as vital. And that's what they say. It has to be automated and regular. So you want your data backed up. What about a place to work? Let's say you get hit by an earthquake, God forbid, and what are you going to do if you can't work from your small office, your home office?
Mm-hmm.
And again, what we're talking about here is not a guy who owns a retail store, not a guy who owns a plumbing operation, because the problem is that shuts you down, and you are not, you know, you and I are information peddlers. You know, you're doing your job from Washington. I can do mine, and I have done mine from hotels and all over the country and all over the world. So we are able to work that way. You know, there are certain people in more of a commerce-based, you know, a retail trade location-based business who can't. But if you are, think about that plan B. Think about plan C. What is your if you have to cut and run in advance of a storm or after a hurricane or after an earthquake or a tornado or a wildfire or a fire in your own location, where are you going to go? Maybe you should, you know, get the phone numbers of a friend in a distant city. Hey, can I work from your office for a couple days? Or call an executive suite or a business center and set up a day, a week, a monthly plan so that you can work from there. You know, have a semblance of sort of calmness.
Even if you are fixing the ground like a retail or something, what about having an alternative, a backup plan? Maybe you even tell your customers, especially if you sell something that they need, if there ever is a disaster, we're going to move to this location, and we will, you know, and this is where you can find us. I mean, you know, what about that? I know that's not easy. I know that's a you know, a chore, and it's going to be tough to plan. But what about that? I mean, it doesn't matter what you've chosen to do. You know, you got to figure out how, whatever it is that you do, you got to figure out how to get back into business as quickly as possible.
After all, you know, tomorrow will come, or whatever Scarlett O'Hara had said. You know, there's always tomorrow, or whatever the phrase was. But
exactly.
Tomorrow is another day. But you have to plan
for
that next day.
And you can't have Rhett Butler's attitude either, by the way. Jeffrey, give us your website one more time.
I don't give a damn. I'm sorry. www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thank you, Jeff. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.